Good morning, Carroll County. I'm Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, and I'm going to talk to you about really two topics. I'm going to break one of them down into two areas, and then one that's more personal, but I believe is valuable for you and others. The first one, I'm sitting here, and it's a gorgeous day, and I'm looking at the flags, our Carroll County, Maryland, and United States flag, and what it's bringing me back to is, and sometimes I may sound like a broken record, are the services that our military, that 1-2% that wear that uniform, provide to allow us to have our freedoms here in Carroll County in Maryland and the United States. And recently, I am so proud of our Department of Citizen Services, led by Celine Steckel and Gina Valentine and Bobby and the whole crew, in conducting a veterans claims clinic. Now, they didn't do it on their own. In fact, it was the Maryland Department of Veterans Affairs under Secretary Owings and Deputy Secretary Bob Finn, who's awesome, both in their own regard. Having this claims clinic that was held this past week in South Carroll at the Senior Center, it was done by appointment and the for claims specifically to meet up with veteran support officers and then also understand health benefits and opportunities for claims and all the benefits that our veterans and their families deserve. I really believe no one does it any better than Carroll County. And I'm so proud of the partnership that we do have with our state, with Secretary Owings, Deputy Secretary Finn. He was with me the entire time. And I think we had a little over 125 folks come through the claims clinic this past week. That's awesome. I mean, what a great follow-on to the inaugural Veterans Celebration we had a few weeks ago, where we had a couple thousand folks. The other part of this part one, dealing with veterans, is D-Day. It was the 78th anniversary on June 6th of D-Day, the invasion of the United States, Canadian, and English or UK forces that went on to the Five Beaches in Normandy and really was the beginning of the end of Nazi Germany. We were very blessed to have the 29th Infantry Division here this past week, where we were able to provide them a proclamation and share with them our appreciation, gratitude for their continued service, but really their service from 1917 forward to today. They became a division in 1917, the blue and the gray with a yin and yang patch, and they really held a pivotal role in the landing during D-Day. I believe around 3,000 soldiers perished during that time of the 29th Infantry Division. It does bring me to a very specific point because there's so much discussion, comments about whether we should do away with certain patches or names of installations. I don't know. I may be old school, but Fort Bragg, Fort Benning, Fort Jackson are installations that I am very much aware of, and I may be going off on a limb by saying we should maintain their lineage and their names. I've been associated with the military or part of wearing a uniform for 30 plus years, and it's very difficult for me to look at changing names, and specifically the 29th Infantry Division, which is, you know, the Northern Virginia, Maryland division wearing the yin and the yang or the blue and the gray patch. It shows unification, not divisiveness. It shows relationship, partnership, working together. That's what it's designed to do. It was put into place in 1917. It was after the Civil War. It was after so many challenges that our country has gone through. So why take apart something that I believe shows great unification? There's no hesitancy in my voice and thoughts about that. We had probably about 15 folks talk about the 29th Infantry Division, showed their appreciation that we continue to recognize them in sharing the proclamation, and we are just blessed to have them in our community. There is a large part of Carroll County that belongs to the 29th. They finally call themselves the 29ers, so shout out to all of them. The last thing I want to talk to you about, again, is somewhat personal to me, but again, how Carroll County does phenomenal. I recently moved my parents from Virginia up here to Maryland, so from 3.5 hours away to now 30 minutes away, into assisted living. And the resources that our county and our region provide are phenomenal. Whether it's just having the ability to talk to somebody, having the ability to understand what's available, it goes such a long ways. And again, nobody does it any better than Carroll County. Moving my parents is difficult. I mean, they've been married, I think, 65 or 66 years, somewhere around there. Going from fully in a house to independent living to assisted living, it brings its challenges, and it's not an end state. It's a journey, to say the least. Sometimes an exhausting journey, but knowing that I have friends, neighbors, and family around me to work through this along with the community of staff and Carroll Countyans, it goes a long, long ways. So I know we're going to get through this. It is a journey, and I believe they're in the right place. I get to see them much, much more often, being only 30 minutes away. But the reason I'm sharing this with you is you're not alone. There are resources out there. Reach out to them, whether it's government resources, citizen services, social services, whether it is the nonprofits. We have some amazing nonprofits here in Carroll County. Reach out to them. You're not alone. And if you don't know where to reach, reach out to me. Reach out to my colleagues. I will be as responsive as I can to connect you with the right folks. And if it's a concern with the sheriff's department, he is very responsive. Again, if you don't know who to call, call me and I will take it from there. But I just wanted to share that with you because I feel like too often we feel like we're alone in going through challenging times. And Carroll County has really shown its true colors during our time here that we are not alone. And I am so blessed to be a part of Carroll County, the family, the friends, the neighbors, and call myself a Carroll Countyan. That's really all I want to share today. A couple of things dealing with our veterans, the culmination of a couple of events and highlighting D-Day and 78th anniversary of D-Day. And then also talk about some of the resources that are available to us, specifically our citizen services, our social services, health department. They all work together. It's one team, one fight, as we always say. With that, I'm going to let you go. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. I'm wishing you a wonderful weekend and beginning of summer. Thanks. And as always, life is good.